Hello, CrossFit Lynchpin. Monday, May 9th, 2022. If you're just joining the private track, welcome. You're going to have an absolute blast. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. First of all, I'm glad you're watching the video. Always a good sign. Whether you've been around for a while or you're brand new, if you have not yet, before you watch the rest of this video, you need to watch the other video that I attach to every Monday. It's entitled, New to Lynchpin, Watch This First. It's a bit of a longer video, but you only have to watch it once, and what it arms you with is all the information to maximize your experience with the private track and fully understand what I'm going to tell you during each one of these daily videos. What is the wildcard option? What does that mean? Tells you in the video. What's with the not for time once a week? We tell you in the video. The accessory work, do I have to do it? We tell you in the video. What's a super fitness robot time? We tell you in the video. So I would encourage you to watch that. The workout of the day is clean and jerk. 7 sets of 1 clean and jerk. Going heavy. We respect the heavy days at Lynchpin. That's all we're doing today. And it goes well when you pour your heart and soul into it. Last time we did this exact rep scheme was on November 13th, 2021. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, check your data on that day. Now, with regards to warming up, choosing the weight, how long should you rest between each set? Well, there's another video that's attached to heavy days specifically. So this happens to be a Monday and a heavy day. And it's entitled, How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, and more. It's Lynchpin Conversations number 113, so check that out. And that's, again, another one that you may only have to listen to once and you're good to go. Listen to it again if you need a refresher. We've got videos showing this movement. Squat clean, split jerk, squat clean, push jerk. And I say squat clean because for a 7x1, if you're thinking about the maximum loading you're going to take off the ground and get overhead, most people are going to have to pass below parallel, receive that in a full clean before they do the jerk. So that's how that day is envisioned. Super fitness robot for this would be 90% or more of your 1 rep max sustained across all sets. More likely is 75% or higher sustained across all sets. The wild card option could be fun. 7 sets of 1 of the squat clean thruster. And we've got a video showing that movement. Scaled option, still 7 sets of 1, but instead of the full clean into a jerk, 1 rep of the 7 sets of 1. 1 repetition is considered you do a power clean, then you do a front squat, and then you push press or split jerk the weight. That's one of those 7 singles. So that removes the complexity of the full clean, yet you still pass below parallel with the front squat. And then you get it overhead with either the push press or the split jerk, depending upon what you're comfortable with. And the great thing about a scaled option today on a heavy day, just keep lowering the loading down to whatever's appropriate for you. Lightweight, empty barbell, broom handle, doesn't matter. Make it appropriately challenging, but stay safe and just work technique if that's what makes sense for you. We've got a video showing all of those movements for the scaled option. Limited equipment option. All they've got is dumbbells, but they get strong. Here's what they have on tap. Dumbbell, single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts. 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg. Single-arm dumbbell bent over rows. 3 sets of 10 to 12 rows per side. Dumbbell shoulder press. 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. Bulgarian split squats. 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg. And then dumbbell power clean and jerks, 30 repetitions. Videos of all those movements, and you can also feel free to mix those up and superset those as you so desire. Super fitness, but I would say do the 30 clean and jerks as its own individual thing at the end. Super fitness robot time, the 30 clean and jerks done in 2 minutes and 45 seconds or less, and then more likely, the 30 clean and jerks done in 6 minutes or less. No equipment workout. 10 rounds for time, max reps of broad jumps in 30 seconds, and then you rest a minute. So 30 seconds, high intensity broad jumps, you're gonna rest a minute, you're gonna do that 10 times. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. The first part is an either or. You'd pick one, not both. Either the overhead carry, which is you mark out 100 feet, you lock a barbell out overhead, pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells, whatever's appropriately challenging. You march 100 feet with that locked out overhead, rest a couple minutes, do it a second time, rest a couple minutes, do it a third time. It's a great, great movement. Or linchpin complex number 6, which is for load and reps, 30 seconds of hang power cleans into 30 seconds of shoulder to overhead. But you're going to perform that complex 3 times, resting a couple minutes between each complex. Doesn't need to be unbroken. You know, if in that 30 seconds window you need to drop the barbell and pick it back up, that's good to go. You choose the loading. Should be challenging yet appropriate and safe. Then the other part of the optional accessory work, 50 to 100 med ball cleans. Performed in as few sets as possible. Men with a 20-pound ball, women with a 14. We've got a video showing that. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes of casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then for the stretch, we've got the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball and a hamstring stretch. The day's training ends with a couple phrases that every day ends with, and we take them seriously. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.